You're watching KCMI TV.
Well, I hope this podcast today will help you, because I think it deals with the very root of our walk with God and our relationship with the Lord. And relationships are based on how you perceive somebody. And so I want to talk to you about magnifying the Lord. Psalms 34 and 3, David made this statement. He said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." And so we use the word magnify to explain making something appear larger, or as a way of observing what is very small. And I'll give you an example here in a minute. But in Scripture, magnify is used to describe a change of view, that allows us to see something we thought was one size, but turns out to be much larger. And so there's two ways to magnify something. With a microscope, when you magnify something with a microscope, it makes a small thing look bigger than it is, all right? So you can take something really, really tiny. As I've gotten older, your eyesight gets weaker, and sometimes I have to grab a magnifying glass and put it on some writing to make it bigger than it actually is. But a telescope, and it's interesting because telescopes deal with space. It makes a big thing begin to look as big as it really is. And I was thinking about this morning as I was contemplating on this. The closer we get to an object, and I had initially wrote this down, the closer we get to an object, the bigger it becomes. And that is true in one sense, but distance is what determines perception. And if you're a long ways off from something and it looks small, the closer you get to it, it's not that it gets bigger, all right? The size doesn't change. It's just that the distance is shortened, and now your vision is able to comprehend what used to look small that you thought was small. But see, your perception was wrong. But when you got close to it, you realize this is how big it is. And so I think that for most of us, we need telescopic vision and not a microscope. And so in reality, we cannot make God bigger or smaller than he is, because he said this, "I am the same yesterday, today, and forever." And in Malachi 3:6, he said, "I am the Lord, and I change not." Here's why it is so important to be able to magnify the Lord. I think that most of us agree that our problems seem large. It's most people, when they go, if they're diagnosed with cancer, they go, "Oh, that's nothing." Immediately, that problem is large. Or you get a letter in the mail from a lawyer and it's dealing with some financial penalties. You don't go, "Oh, that's nothing." It's a large problem. And so we agree when our problems seem large. And that is when, if we're not careful, God will seem small. But the truth is exactly the opposite. If you have a small God, you have big problems. If you have a big God, you have small problems. So recognizing God's limitless truth, recognizing that he is limitless. He doesn't, our situations don't change his ability or delete his power. It's not that we're trying to make God bigger, but we're trying to see him in proper relationship to everything else that we're dealing with our problems. And if we will get to a place where when we magnify God and we see him as he is, I know that our minds cannot comprehend the greatness of God. And we're very limited in how we perceive the Lord. But if you think about it, the God that we serve, he made all the oceans. He's made all the mountains. He controls all the weather. He has all power in heaven and earth. He spoke the whole earth into existence. I don't know, there's something in our brains that really keep us from seeing the awesomeness of God. And this is why David said, magnify the Lord with me. And so I think one of the main ways that we can magnify in God, and I'm going to go back to David again. This is in Psalm 69 and 30. He said, I will magnify God with thanksgiving. Does it mean that he's going to make a small God bigger? All right. That's one of the things we got to get in our spirit. Just because you have a big problem doesn't mean that you have a small God. And he said, I am going to magnify God with thanksgiving. So this is one of the ways that God will become big to you, is when you get in his presence and you get in prayer and you begin to thank God for what he's done for you in the past. See, we have a tendency to forget the great things that God has done, but we remember what the devil does. And when you begin to look back over your life, every one of us, stop for a moment, just start thinking about some of the incredible things that God has done for you in your life that has got you where you are. When you begin to thank God, you know what it does? Begins to make God bigger in your life. And so in our lives, we can make him bigger or smaller when dealing with our problems or our enemy. And I want you to get this in your spirit, because many times when a problem comes along, the first thing that we do is we make it bigger. We magnify that problem. And it's very interesting, but most of us don't have a problem magnifying the devil. We give the devil a lot more credit than he deserves. We need to remember that the devil he's not omnipotent. He's not without beginning or end. Where did he come from? God made him. He was Lucifer. He was a worship leader in heaven. He owes his existence and his creativity to our God. So whoever creates something controls it. But we have a tendency to magnify the devil and magnify our problems. We have a difficulty magnifying the Lord. When we magnify our problems and we magnify the devil, we are automatically reducing God in size and in power. If we want to have complete victory in our lives, then we're going to have to learn to see God as he is and not how the enemy wants to betray him to us. And I love this about Mary in Luke 1. You know, that story deals with Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist. He has this divine encounter with the angel, and when the angel tells him, you know, your prayers are heard, your alms, you're going to have a son. His problem of his age and the barrenness of Elizabeth made God look small. And finally, the angel said, you know what, I'm going to put a muzzle on your mouth because I'm not going to let you kill the miracle with what you speak. So you're not going to be able to speak until it happens. So Zechariah never really got a hold of the greatness of God until John was born. And the Bible said God opened his mouth. He began to praise the Lord. But then the angel comes to Mary. And he says, Mary, he says, you're going to have a son. You're going to be overshadowed by the power of the highest. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And you're going to have a baby. And what she said to him wasn't unbelief. She's just, you know, we know this. She's a teenage girl. She's somewhere 14, 15 years old. She says, I just don't know how this can happen, because she's not saying it can happen. She said, but how can it happen? Because I've never known a man. And he said, the power of the high, Most High is going to come upon you. And in Luke 1:46, this is what Mary said. My soul, hallelujah, doth magnify the Lord. You know what she did? She said, God is greater than the way nature says it has to be. And when she began to magnify the Lord, she said this to the angel, be it unto me according to thy word. When we begin to allow God, and you say, well, how do I magnify the Lord? Well, distance is what keeps us from seeing how great God is. And we talked about this already a little bit, from the fact that when you're a long ways off from something, it can be really big, but the distance is what keeps it small. You don't comprehend how great it is, but when you get close to it and you stand there, you go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize it was this big. We were in Europe this year, and we were at Pisa, and I'm standing there in front of the tower, and you see pictures of it, but you don't realize how big the Tower of Pisa is, or the Roman Colosseum, some of those things, or the Statue of David. It's like 17 feet. And you, when you get right up next to it, you are in awe. This is what inhibits people from being able to believe that God is bigger than their problems, is the distance between them and their Creator. And you say, well, how do I fix that? You got a relationship, closeness. Marriages don't work at a long distance. You can't have one person live in California, the other in New York, and they never see each other. It's not going to work. And we have a lot of Christians that don't pray. They don't read the love letters that we call the Bible. They're not in church. They're not around other believers. And they say, well, you know, I love the Lord. I'm a Christian. Just say, you know, my time doesn't allow me. And then when a problem comes along, whether it's a diagnosis of some disease or a financial setback or a problem with your child, they get overwhelmed. Immediately, they get overwhelmed. You know why? Because they're so far away from God in relationship. I'm not saying they're lost, but I'm saying they won't have the victory because they're so far away from seeing God as He is, how big He is. When we magnify God, we're not making God bigger than He is. We're just closing the distance that we now get to see Him as He is. Remember the one scripture says, for when we see Him, we shall see him as he is. I still don't think we will ever comprehend the greatness of God until we actually see him. I'm gonna end with this illustration. When God got ready to give all of the land of Canaan and the seven nations, it says those seven nations were greater and mightier than Israel. That's several times in Numbers and Deuteronomy, even in Exodus. Said those seven nations were greater and mightier than Israel. And the Lord said, I'm giving you their land. He said, I'm going to go before you. I'm going to fight your battles. I'm going to drive them out. And then when they go in to look at what God says belongs to them, instead of, they saw the land. They said, yeah, it's a great land and flows with milk and honey. And the grapes are so big, one cluster we have to put on a pole and carry it between the shoulders of two men. But what got them was when they saw the giants. See, the giants appeared bigger to them than the word of God that had already been spoken. He said, Pastor, what do I do when I get a bad report? Go back to the Bible and find you some verses that deal with that situation and see what God says. I am the God that healeth thee. We are healed of all our diseases. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God delights in the prosperity of his servants. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord doth deliver him out of them all. On and on and on the scripture goes, dealing with our big problems, defeated by a bigger God. And when the 10 spies came back, actually there were 12, but two of them, they got the understanding. They had a vision of the Lord. They knew how big God was. They said, the 10 said, it is a land that God said it was, but we saw giants. And they said, they're huge. And they said this, in our own sight, we look like grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. They allowed the enemy, they just put it under a microscope because God got small. And they allowed their problem to become much bigger. They magnified the giants. And when you magnify the enemy, you automatically diminish the size of God. And they said this, we can't go up. And the two, Joshua and Caleb, said, oh, we are more than able to go up and take the land. 10 minimized God because they got their eyes on the giants. Reality, all the giants died. God gave that inheritance to another generation, to their children. All the giants died. Israel did possess the land. They still possess the land today. You choose. This is a rhema word for somebody. You choose how big God is to you. And you can either decide that my problems are so big, God looks like a grasshopper. Or else you can say, my God is so big that my problem looks like a grasshopper. Start thanking God for what he's already done, and God will get so big that you'll start praising him for the impossible that you've not yet seen come to pass. So I challenge you today, learn how to magnify the Lord. I'll end with this verse, Ezekiel 38:23. This is dealing with end time prophecy and dealing with the enemy in the earth in his last days. And God said this, he said, I will magnify myself. And God is getting ready to magnify himself to our enemies. And they're going to run. Because when God magnifies himself, he just shows up and they see him as he is. Well, God bless you. I pray this is a strength to you. Give you some keys to victory in your life. I'll see you next week.
For more information about Kent Christmas Ministries International or Regeneration Nashville, go to kentchristmas.org or regenerationnashville.org. And for the latest updates or videos, follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. God bless you.